A Central Utah community college takes agricultural education seriously. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Right around 2011, Ag instructor Jay Olson met with his dean and with the president of Snow College in Ephraim, Utah, to talk about revitalizing the ag education offerings there.
There was a perception and a feeling that agriculture was kind of a dwindling business, that there weren't a lot of opportunities, but having worked for the previous 10 to 12 years doing farm business management throughout central Utah, and growing up in agriculture, I knew there were all kinds of opportunities out there if we just could expose students to the agribusiness side of agriculture.
Olson says at that time, Snow, which is a two-year community college, had only about a dozen students majoring in agriculture. After switching the program to an agribusiness focus, he says, about 150 students are now in the ag program.
It's not just being the farmer or being the cowboy, but there are all kinds of career opportunities in agriculture. When we look at the business side, the finance side, the supply side of agriculture.
Olson says the school created what he calls pathways from high school to Snow College's ag program and from Snow to four-year colleges to continue their education. The college also offers farm business management training for working farmers and ranchers in the state. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.